Good, good show for you today. Once again, I've got another potentially high NFL draft prospect in studio. Christian Wilkins, former Clemson defensive tackle. That's coming up next hour. Rod Brindamore in hour number three. But as promised, we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at UC Irvine. He is in his ninth season at UCI, a two-time conference coach of the year. He led the Anteaters to four regular season titles, a conference tournament title, five postseason appearances. UC Irvine, 25-5 on the season, 13-1 in conference play, and they take on Cal Poly Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific. Russell Turner is my guest. Russ, nice to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim, and it's great to be with you. I can't thank you enough for having me and UC Irvine on the show.
Russell, it is great to talk to you, and it's great to talk UCI basketball. Let me ask you this first. You beat UC Riverside Saturday, and you wrapped up the Big West regular season title. As I mentioned, that gives you 25 wins on the year, most in regular season school history. You've won 11 straight. How is life around UCI and on campus right now?
Life is always good on campus at UC Irvine. Anybody who's ever been here knows that. And our team is doing well right now. I'm pleased with that. And, yet we're still hungry. I've got a group that's as competitive as any I've been around. And they love the fact that I'm pushing them and they're also pushing me. So we have high hopes for what's still to come.
You know, I was there not long ago, Russ. I was in your house, and you guys are hungry. They play hard. That's a group that plays really, really hard. Let me ask you about Jonathan Galloway. He broke the school record for career rebounds, and that title is in addition to a couple of Big West Defensive Player of the Year awards, which he already owns. How much has he meant to the team and to the program overall?
Oh, man, Jonathan Galloway is just a quintessential college basketball player. He's an unbelievable representative of this university. As you mentioned, he's the all-time leading rebounder. He's going to be the first player ever to get the Defensive Player of the Year award for three times. And, you know, his stats don't indicate all the impact he has on us. He's just a winning player. And what I've said recently, Jim, that I think resonates with people is that I haven't been around a guy to have a similar impact on a team since I was an assistant coach for Tim Duncan at Wake Forest. And people know what Tim Duncan became. Before he became all that, we saw the impact he had. Gallo's had that impact here at Irvine.
Yeah, that's amazing praise right there. And I'm going to ask you about your time at Wake Forest in a couple of minutes. Russell Turner is the head coach of UC Irvine. Thing is, you've got some amazing depth on this team. You've got the ability, Russ, to play nine guys, nearly starters minutes. As a head coach, how valuable is it to have that kind of depth and that kind of options that open things up for you?
Well, it's incredibly valuable to have so much talent that has all been willing to make sacrifices. And that's been the key to our team's success. You know, we do feel like we have at least nine guys who could be considered starters, both with their contributions and the minutes they play. And all of those guys has been willing to sacrifice for their teammates. And I think that's given this team energy and allows us to continue to have momentum deep in the year.
UC Irvine's won 25 games. Their head coach, Russell Turner, is my guest. Now, when you and I spoke on the eve of your first NCAA tournament there back in 2015, we talked about how there had not been a big basketball tradition at UC Irvine, and the word had been that this simply was not a place where you could have success, but now you're in a position now where you can add even more trophies to what you've already done. How much has that narrative changed in recent years?
Yeah, I think the narrative has changed altogether, and I remember vividly where I was standing when I talked to you last on the verge of that first NCAA tournament game. We're still hoping, you know, to break through again in the NCAA tournament because that's such an impactful opportunity for our university if we can do it. We've said now the goal has changed, not just to make the NCAA tournament, but to be in position and good enough to advance. I think that if we can make it this year, we do have a team that's good enough. We'll see if we can continue to build on the goals, but I do think the perception of our program is altogether different. I'm really proud of that, and a lot has gone into that. A lot of people have played part in that, most specifically my players, obviously, and my staff, but it's been a team effort.
UC Irvine head coach Russell Turner, my guest. So in terms of changing that narrative, I know you're not going to pat yourself on the back too much, but over the course of the season, is there a better college team in California than UC Irvine?
I'm glad you asked. I don't think there is. You know, that's obviously an opinion statement, but it's also one I think that can be backed up by the numbers this year. You know, the only team that's ranked higher than we are in California is St. Mary's, and we beat them on their home floor. And one of the things we always struggle with is scheduling the teams in California. We play any of them. This year, some of the ones that are usually good are down, and we're not. We're up. And I do like to promote the fact that if you stacked everybody up, we'd likely be on top this year.
Russell Turner, my guest. Now, if you've had the kind of success that you've had, your name is going to come up for other jobs. So how do you approach that? Do you owe it to yourself to answer the phone when it rings?
I mean, everybody likes, you know, to be recognized for being solid at what they do. But what I'll say to you on that, Jim, is that if you've been here, you've been on this campus, I've got a great life here. I've got a great team and a program and a place where I fit really well. And I could see myself being here for a long time, like other coaches I've admired have done. You know, Bob McKillop at Davidson has been his place for a long time. Randy Bennett at St. Mary has been his place for a long time. Mark Few at Gonzaga has been his place for a long time. I think there's not much better in coaching than to feel like you've got a great fit. And I feel like I've got that with my players and our program here.
We're talking to UCI head coach Russell Turner. You know, going back to something we talked about, you played your college ball at Hampton Sydney, where you were a Division III All-American, and then you served as an assistant there before you went to work for Dave Odom at Wake Forest, which meant you were coaching Tim Duncan, and then you chased that by coaching Steph Curry in Golden State. There are not too many people on the planet who can say they've coached both guys. What were those experiences like?
Yeah, those are incredible experiences to draw from. You know, as an athlete, I'm not an athlete anymore, but to watch those incredibly high-level athletes and all the things that go into making them good, and then from a coaching standpoint, to see the impact that those two had was just remarkable. You know, having coached two-time NBA MVPs, what I stress to my players is the things they have in common, and that's their character and their commitment to the game and their ability to make other players better. Both of those two guys have that more than any other athletes I've been around. And I think that they also have great basketball brains, great brains in general, but great brains for the game. And we recruit to that here. What I like to think we do is help our players get better, just as I watched Tim get incredibly better and Steph get incredibly better. They kept doing that throughout their careers, and that's what we try to get our players to do.
Yeah, Russ, one more thing about Steph. When he first entered the NBA, he clearly was not in the physical shape that he's in right now. What do you remember about the early days with Steph?
Well, first of all, Don Nelson, you know, said from the beginning that he thought he'd be a superstar. And so I give Nelly credit for, you know, seeing down the road on that. But Steph did, you know, struggle a little bit physically when he began in the NBA. The story I tell guys is remembering going to Madison Square Garden the first time, and Nelly, I think, either didn't start him or pulled him out of the game real quickly and barely played him in that game. And it was almost like he was testing Steph's resolve to be good or something. He made it hard on him, and there's probably nothing better Nelly could have done than to present that type of, you know, challenge to Steph and to see the way that he attacked it every day. You know, Steph was incredible in his just determination and his belief in himself and his, you know, just drive to get better. I think that's the thing that separates the guys who end up being the best, is their drive to get better and just feel really fortunate to be around him. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, Russ, speaking of Nelly, did you see our press conference recently? It looks like our man is living the very best life in Maui. Did you get a look at him, and have you spoken to him recently?
Yeah, I have spoken to him. And last time I spoke to him was before I saw that interview. And if I had seen the interview and I told Nelly, it looked like he joined a motorcycle gang. And since that interview, I've told people that I'm not on the Nelly coaching tree, but I'm one of the roots on the Nelly coaching weed.
Great. Russell Turner, my guest. I got to be honest, Russ. Now, you know I'm a gaucho, and you may or may not know, but I brought the family out the last 2 years to watch you guys go up against my alma mater, UCSB. Let's just say y'all have not been very hospitable to the Rome family. I mean, come on, Russ. I put you on the show. You punch us in the face. That's not too cool.
Hey, that's not the way I've thought of it. I mean, you know, I do appreciate everything you're doing for me, and you know, we'll give you some luxury seats next time you come over here if you just let me know.
Yeah, you guys always do. That's not a concern. Russell Turner, the head coach of UCI, they're 25-5. They're 13-1 in conference. They've got a game at Cal Poly on Thursday night. Russ, nice to have you back on. You know I'm watching closely, and it's always good to talk some ball with you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, Jim. Keep doing your thing.
You too, Russ. That was fun. Russell Turner, UC Irvine head coach. You know, if you're in Irvine, and again, I was out there to watch Mike Gauchos beat up on them, and it didn't happen. They play hard. They're deep. They're talented. They're athletic. They play extremely hard. And you've got a head coach who's done an amazing job there, an amazing job. And you have to hope that he has a quality of life and says, like all the others, you know what? I like what I have. I like my family being here. I like this school. I like my team. I like what we're accomplishing. Maybe I don't have to leave. Maybe I don't have to go someplace else to live the kind of life and have the kind of career I want. You got to hope for the best. If you're UC Irvine and you put a priority on basketball, you're going to do whatever you can to keep this guy as long as you can. Because the fact of the matter is, there are some big-time programs who are going to have openings, and his name's going to come up. But before you get ahead of yourself, you got a conference tournament still ahead, and then you've got the NCAA tournament, and they've got to make their mark. They've had a great regular season, but now you have to win when it matters on the big stage, and they know that. Take a short time out. Also, how about that question? If you're in California, he said it. We are up. Other big-time programs might be down. We pretty much are, if you look at the numbers, the best program in the state this year. Best team in the state. I can't really argue that.